Hi, I'm Jennifer Kelly. I'm a whole child education consultant. I'm delighted to be giving you a short talk today about stress in children ages 9 to 13 during the Christmas season. I will be focusing this short educational talk on stress management and relaxation before, during, and after the Christmas school break. For parents of children ages 9 to 13 years, we need to acknowledge that they are having stress during the holidays, and changes in routines and scenarios can cause children to be anxious. Too much stress can cause children to be distracted, disorganized, overstimulated, pressured, and even lead to conflicts and shutting down socially and emotionally. All this can take the joy out of the Christmas season. Also, we need to remember that children can feel pressured over achievement and social expectations. We need to talk to children about how to manage stress so that all the anticipation up to the Christmas holiday and after can be enjoyable and memorable. As educators and parents, we want to keep children engaged and help them manage their time. Children can get stressed over so many things, from time management to school days to homework to what family and friends are doing and getting, and being compared to others, and being concerned for negative responses. Also, there is a lot of hidden holiday stressors that we as educators and parents may not pick up on. If a child looks stressed, we have to be ready to listen to what is bothering them and offer them two options of what they can do, and then reassure them in the choice they came to themselves. The stress on children can be compounded by the family situation and expectations, along with long stretches of time with no structure and nothing to do, and less or more expectations. For parents especially, I suggest you do your holiday shopping really early so you can eliminate additional stress and try to focus on the joy, festivities, memories, and other things during the holiday season. For middle school students particularly, the holidays can bring on different types of social and emotional stressors. Middle schoolers need to be able to think beyond themselves and take on more reflective awareness and responsibility in thinking beyond themselves and being part of a service project or Christmas volunteering activity instead of just donating a can or cans of food. We need to teach middle school students to focus more on the needs of others. This can only help them feel like they're doing something meaningful, but it can also keep them busy, interacting, and be a stress reliever. For ages 9 to 13-year-olds, engaging in interesting and memorable activities can also be social time. It is also important that middle school students find their own stress relief during the Christmas season. This can include eating healthy, exercising, socializing during indoor and outdoor activities, playing games, and practicing mindful meditation, listening to meditation music, and meditation talk downs. The Honest Guys meditations on YouTube are very helpful and cover many topics to interest children, teens, and adults. For children ages 9 to 13, the Christmas holiday season can be fun, but not as fun as when they were younger. On average, children ages 9 to 13 no longer think of Santa Claus as much or at all. They don't believe that much or at all in Santa's endless sack of toys and other presents. They don't think of Santa's sleigh as much or at all when it comes to delivering presents around the world at the speed of light. There is more thought about the fact that gifts cost money, and there now needs to be some thought of a holiday budget of what children and other family members can get and how much they can get. Also, gone is a full early childhood focus that Christmas is all about the fun of material things. Children of these ages can usually wait longer and regulate their impulsiveness when it comes to bugging and asking questions about what they are getting and where are the presents hidden that you got for me. The belief in Frosty the Snowman coming to life during Christmas is also diminished or gone. In other words, some of the early childhood-like fantasy and holiday imagination is diminished. But this will also vary on the development and maturity and reasoning level of each child. We as educators and parents need to focus on the social and cultural aspects of the Christmas season and making lasting memories through social activities in the house, in the natural outdoors, and around the community. At these ages, children can also be more receptive to reflecting on past Christmas memories and taking part in holiday traditions. Like other times of the year, in order to boost esteem, confidence, and focus and active learning, we need to give children fun activity problems to solve during their holidays, or a holiday question or specific questions related to their interests to research and solve. Children need challenges all year long to keep them focused and interested in the love of learning and being lifelong learners. At all times of the year, including Christmas, we should be supporting children in making great experiences and positive social and educational learning opportunities informally and formally. I hope you like my short podcast, and if you do, please recommend it to your friends and family. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday season.